Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 11 June 2024, and we have got a program that I lined up for you with the gentleman I've been trying to get on this broadcast now for a while. He's a very, very, very busy man. I don't know how he keeps from being totally overwhelmed. He's been under attack now for a couple years, hugely under attack. We're going to discuss that in some detail in a minute. And we're going to talk to a man who stood up against Satan's armies, and he hasn't backed down. Yeah, it's cost him, folks. It really has. If nothing else, it's cost him a lot of anguish and frustration. But that's okay. He's a man of God. He's not going to quit. Before we go there, though, I want to make mention that we're going to offer something again that I have offered before in the past, but I think it's more relevant now than it ever has been. We're going to offer you the so-called gay manifesto. Well, better word is homosexual manifesto. Written back in the 1980s, maybe 70s, how the perverted crowd intended to take over this country. And folks, they laid it right out in black and white. And they've done it. They have done it. While we've been on watch, sucking our thumb, watching ball games, knowing this stuff isn't going to last, it'll go away. It's not going away. So we're going for the gay manifesto. Yeah, I like to have donations. You can do it. Anywhere, $5-$10, pay postage and handling. I mean, that's, folks, nothing's free anymore. Sorry to say that, but it is, and it's getting worse all the time. But do you want to copy this and get copies up, make for your friends and family, show them what they had planned many, many decades ago, and show them how they have accomplished their goals one by one while the church slept and waited for the rapture, while the people pretended it couldn't happen here. That's what we are in America today. You can call us and order if you want to at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Next week, I intend, maybe on next Wednesday night, to cover this in some detail. And I'll tell you right now, folks, we have niced ourselves. I mean, we've been polite and kind. We've done that for so long, we let them back us right on the edge of destruction. And we loved them right into hell. And this is where we are in America today, with a naive, apathetic, ignorant church who does not know the Word of God, who does not want to obey the Word of God, who thinks the Word of God is too harsh, and we can do better. And our children and our children's children are paying for it. Before going further, I want to bring up our guest, though. Our guest tonight is Pastor Jim Harden, H-A-R-D-E-N. He's the CEO of Compass Care. His facility was attacked 2 years ago, the 7th. by people who tried to burn down his facility. And it's more or less a terrorist attack. The FBI said they couldn't find him. Now the FBI is offering a $25,000 reward to find him, and they already know who they are. We'll discuss that more in a minute. But I'm reading something about, if you don't mind, about what Pastor Jim said. He said this, bottom line, the firebombing of Compass Care and pro-life Christians is a shot across the bow of the church, the family, the rule of law, and the global nation state system. Western civilization is in a fight for its life. To think that pro-abortion Marxists will stop at outlawing pro-life expression is naive. We ignore this to our peril. That is so true. And that pertains also to the so-called gay pride movement. That pertains to all that. We ignore it to our peril. And I don't care about mine, your peril, folks. If you're an adult, I don't, hey, you made your choice, you live with it. But our children didn't make that choice. And God help us on Judgment Day, because we didn't defend our children morally, spiritually, and physically. Now, Jim, before we start preaching, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks for having me back, Pastor Bush. This is an honor.
Well, I appreciate you saying that right back at you. And most people, I start talking like this, scares them to death. I scare them so bad when I talk like, but I'm telling the truth, am I not?
You are telling the truth. In fact, when I start saying similar things, people who are asleep, they get angry at you for waking them up.
Oh, they do. You know, they do.
Yeah, Jesus basically saying, look, at the end, you know, the closer we get to Jesus' return, he said they're gonna deliver us up. They're gonna kill us. People are gonna hate us from all nations because of him, because of Jesus. And many people are gonna fall away. Many people are gonna betray one another and hate one another. He's talking about Christians. He's talking about believers. Many
That's
false
right.
prophets
That's right.
will arise and will mislead many. We've got a lot of that going on in the church right now. Pastors tickling the ears of their parishioners because they're afraid they're gonna lose pay. Because lawlessness has increased, most people's love will grow cold, but the one who endures to the end, he will be saved. And you know, right. when Jesus is talking about, you know, he's talking about this whole scenario that we're experiencing right now in America, you know, in the Christian pro-life movement, but it's coming to the doorstep of every serious Christian in America. And
it
it's
is.
Not just in America.
It is.
This is happening globally. It's
yes.
all over the world right now. This is a multinational Marxist insurgency. Right now it's partnered with the Islamicists. They're very different. I was talking to my private investigator recently, and he's like, well, you know, they have the same goal. They want to destabilize culture by undermining the Judeo-Christian moral framework in order to collapse the nation-state system to pave the way for a global power structure. I said, which one's going to win, communism or Islamicism? He said, the one that's most brutal. The one that's most violent. And I said, well, it sounds like Islamicism. He's like, that's right. So, you know, right now, these transgender kind of pro-abortion, eco-terrorist BLMers, they're all the same people, but they're being used as a kind of a modern American Biden Red Guard, similar to Mao's Red Guard. But when Mao got power, who's the first people he knocked off? Is Red Guard revolutionaries. Why? Because they were the ones designed to destabilize the country, and they were unpredictable, violent aggressors, and now he needed to control the population, so he would destroy those people and create a new Red Guard.
Well, he knew that they turned on their own people. He couldn't trust them either. That's exactly.
A fact.
But before getting further, this is interesting already. I don't want to cut you off here, but I want people to know who you are. We have new listeners all the time, and we just picked up a new network a few months ago, BBS Radio, and the people listening to that brand new all over the world. But tell them who Jim Harden is. Tell them who you are, how you got involved with what you're involved with now, and just give us an update of what's going on.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. It's an honor to be with you all. And I'm Jim Harden. I'm a pastor. I originally, was educated at Samford University in Birmingham, Alabama, and then went to Trinity Divinity School in Chicago. My wife and I have 10 children.
Wow!
Yeah, I mean,
I figured it out.
You know,
I hope they. Yeah. I hope they like hay and milk, because I mean, that's not good. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. So we're blessed. The Lord has blessed the socks off of us in so many ways. I was teaching at Trinity College in Florida, as well as pastoring a church down there, and the Lord called my wife and I, up to Rochester, New York. I believe the beginning of abortion, the first freestanding abortion clinic, started in out of Planned Parenthood of the Rochester, Syracuse region on July 2nd, 1970. On July 1st, 1970, New York State became the first union to kind of legalize wholesale abortion on demand. And so Margaret Sanger started, she was born just, in Western New York, just south of Rochester. Rochester was home to a lot of the human subjects testing for chemical abortion, mifepristone, which is now at the Supreme Court. We're expecting a ruling any day now from the Supreme Court that the FDA illegally approved this drug for sale in the United States, much to the detriment of women's health. We can talk about that more in a minute. But so I came up here in 2001. To run this pregnancy center and to help medicalize it. So we medicalized this pregnancy center, created a whole new philosophy of ministry for pregnancy resource centers. Now there's 800 pregnancy resource centers all across the country that are using Compass Care's system, processes, protocols. You don't necessarily hear about Compass Care because we're behind the scenes, doing a lot of the development work. You'll hear about other organizations, CareNet, Heartbeat, things like that. We work with them too. But, so right now we've got pregnancy centers all across New York State. New York State is the abortion capital of the United States of America. And I say that seriously because Planned Parenthood is headquartered here in New York. They provide 40% of all abortions in the country. It's the largest abortion business in the world next to the government of China. And then of course, chemical abortion is primarily brought over to America through the company Danco Laboratories, also headquartered in Manhattan near Planned Parenthood. So, 63% of all abortions right now are chemical abortion. But that means, New York State, with all their laws and all, there's more liberal law. I mean, we've got abortions similar to what's going on in North Korea and China right now, right here in New York. We got Kathy Hochul, New York State governor, that's coming against us. She calls us Neanderthals, pro-lifers. She signed a bill to investigate us shortly after we were firebombed. So we've got offices in Buffalo, Rochester, Albany.
I want you to repeat one thing. Folks, I don't want you to miss this. They were firebombed. So what did the governor do? Investigated Compass Care, the ones that were firebombed. That makes a lot of sense. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so we've got offices also in Brooklyn and the Bronx. There are more abortions in Kings County, Brooklyn, than any other county in America, and we're the only medical pro-life service provider in the county. So, this is the front lines of the abortion battle. And Letitia James, I call her Antifa James. She is New York's attorney general. She filed a lawsuit against us to keep us. She filed a strategic lawsuit to keep us out of the public square. And specifically around telling women the truth about chemical abortion. She doesn't want us telling them the truth about the dangers of chemical abortion. She wants women in the dark, and she wants to force women to continue abortions they don't want. And so we actually can reverse the effects of chemical abortion, mifepristone, if we catch it early enough with progesterone therapy. Progesterone is the hormone that a woman's body naturally makes to sustain pregnancy. Progestational hormone. That's the definition is in the word. It creates an environment for a child to gestate in a woman's uterus in a healthy way. So we give her more progesterone, overwhelms the effect of the chemical abortion drug, and she goes on and has a healthy baby. 16 studies demonstrate that. Our lived experience says that 90% of women go on to have healthy pregnancies, and yet she's calling us fraudulent. She's saying that we're misleading women. She's saying that we're lying to women. Similar talking points to Jane's Revenge, the pro-abortion Antifa terrorist group that firebombed us a year ago, June 7th. Still, no arrests, no convictions, no investigations. Now the FBI comes out, I don't know, Friday on the anniversary with their little Twitter account saying, hey, any information leading to an arrest on the firebombing of Compass Care 2 years ago, you'll give them a $25,000 reward. Well, it's a little, it's a day late and $25,000 short. I hope that we can take advantage of that because we've got our private investigator, working feverishly on this. I mean, he's going to come up with a rock solid case. I'm going to drop it in their lap and I say, "Where's my $25,000?"
There you go.
Pay my private investigator.
And I don't want to get. I know you can't give it to information, but the private investigator, I assume he's gaining ground.
Oh yes, we have suspects, and we are monitoring these suspects. We know. In fact, there's a reason they get lawyers. They don't want to talk to us or to anybody. They get lawyers. These are high-priced lawyers out of New York City. Now, where are they getting their money? You know, there's all kinds of questions. Now, there was one particular firebomber for the inaugural firebombing of a pro-life entity in Madison, Wisconsin, on Mother's Day 2 years ago, shortly after the illegal leak of the Dobbs case overturning Roe. They caught him fleeing the country to Guatemala, one-way ticket out of Boston Logan International Airport to Guatemala. He's a biochemical engineer. He is a pro-abortion, obviously, but he's also involved in BLM. He's Antifa. And they caught him based on DNA evidence. Well, there's two other accomplices. He didn't turn state's evidence, okay, which means he didn't turn his buddies in. But the federal prosecutor, asked the judge for a lighter sentence for a lighter crime. He was not tried for an act of domestic terror. He was not tried for conspiracy. He's going to be out of jail in short order. And here's the thing. He got plenty of money, but he was given his private defense, okay, his attorney's fees were paid for by a federal judiciary grant. Your and my taxpayer dollars paid for this domestic terrorist defense. They're being treated with kid gloves. Meanwhile, there's been over 500 attacks on peaceful pro-life entities, including churches. And where is the ire of the DOJ and the FBI? Where's the manhunt? Where's the national manhunt?
Where's the ire of the church?
Well, that's another story. Where's the righteous indignation?
I absolutely agree. The church doesn't get righteous indigestion, much less indignation. I'm just so tired of this so-called church playing church. But now, they've come after you personally, have they not?
Yes. So we've had people attack us. We've had death threats. I've had people driving past our house, doxing us, finding out where we live, taking pictures and pointing guns at my kids.
Pointing guns at his children. If we even thought about doing that to the other side, if they put us in jail so fast, we wouldn't remember how we got there. That's just the way it is. But they can point guns at his children. Go ahead.
That's exactly the way it is. There is a double standard right now in America. If you are pro, secular, atheistic, transgender, woke BLM, BS, then you get a pass. You can say anything you want. You can do anything you want. You can violate the law all day long. You can commit arson. You can hit people, literally, physically violate people, and you get off scot-free. But what happens when you want to exercise your First Amendment religious liberty and freedom of speech peacefully in front of an abortion clinic? You get the book thrown at you. And I'm not just saying that because I have an opinion. I'm saying that because Judge Collar Cottley sent nine, I don't know how this happened, but somehow or other, they were able to convict peaceful pro-life people of conspiracy against a woman's rights to an abortion, even though there is no federal right to an abortion post-Dobbs. You cannot construe a right to abortion in the Constitution. But somehow or other, this judge, I call her Judge KKK, Colleen Collar Cottley. Look her up. She is a pro-abortion activistic judge that is Marxist through and through. And she's essentially saying that pro-life people are enslaving women. This is Marxist language. Marxist language. You're enslaving them. You're forcing women to become a permanent socioeconomic underclass by forcing them to have their babies. And so she sent a 75-year-old grandmother on oxygen in a wheelchair to federal prison. She's not commuting the sentence. This is unmerciful. Insane.
This is unthinkable that this actually happened. This is supposed to be a land where people are allowed to speak their minds and stand what they believe in, and they can if they're on the other side.
If they're on the other side, that's right. And you know what? What's more insidious? I've been attacked on multiple levels. I get attacked by, pro-abortion domestic terrorists. We get vilified by politicians. We're getting weaponized legislation against us. I'm getting literally sued by the Attorney General of New York State you know, and, you know, we're taking it on the teeth from woke churches. Well, we don't really support, you're getting too political, blah, blah, blah. You can't be saving anything. You got to submit to the government and the government authorities.
You know, I got to say this too, Jim. Christians are so ignorant, and I'm trying to be polite here. Not all of them, but a bunch of them are so ignorant, they don't realize that the Bible is full of politics all the way from the beginning to the end. Not, I mean, from kingdoms of the earth, but also in Colossians chapter 1, it tells us, or 2, says, you get to choose your kingdom, which is a political realm. You either choose Christ's kingdom or Satan's kingdom. That's political, is it not?
Yeah, and not for nothing, but I'm pretty sure that the King of Kings is a political title.
I think you're right. So this, but see, the church has been so dumbed down that they had no idea. What you're saying right now is foreign to a lot of them. But the Bible is full of politics. It tells you how to elect the right people to office. It tells you all this, but nobody pays attention to it.
No, and it bears noting, I think, that when Christians have been martyred, and the people of God throughout the Bible are persecuted, it's not their neighbors, it's the governments that are coming after them.
Yes.
Why are governments so obsessed with putting down and attacking Christians and the people of God? It's because they represent, you and I represent, a standard of government to which they will be held accountable. Jesus Christ is coming. Christ is the Lord of Lords. He is the King of Kings. And we, all of us, government included, secular, atheist, I don't care what they think they are, they will all be held to the standard of the great throne of God. And so we, as Christians, are supposed to be ambassadors to his standard today. We're supposed to live according to his standard, his kingdom principles now, which the world and this anti-Christian culture that we're living in hates. It demonstrates, it reminds them that judgment is coming. It reminds them that there is a standard of good, there is a standard of right, and it is, his name is Jesus Christ. And so the cross is a stumbling block because it insists that people are fallen, and it insists that people must submit themselves to higher authority.
Amen. Well, what you're doing when you stand for the truth is your words, not you, but the truth judges them, so they accuse you of it. And in a sense, I guess we are. We speak the truth, and the truth does judge them. And we're told to judge righteously. But when I see a man trying to kill a child or a man trying to pervert a little boy and having sex with him, I judge pretty harshly, and I don't compromise. I don't apologize either. But you see, that's because we bring upon them, if they have any conscience left, it bothers their conscience that they know one day payday's coming.
Yes, exactly. We are made in the image of God. Every human being is made in the image of God, and that's where we get our dignity from. We get our dignity not from government. We get our rights not from government, but from God.
Amen.
And so when God says, you know, walk in my footsteps, the context there is the Good Samaritan. You know, you find somebody beaten and left for dead by this dangerous, sheriff corrode culture of the world that we're living in, and we got to stop and give this person their lives back. We got to advocate on their behalf. We got to use our voice for the voiceless, our power for the powerless. That's what Jesus did for us. He became our Good Samaritan. He says, "Now go and do likewise." Now that doesn't that what that means is we've got to judge. We've got to understand the world around us. We've got to be awake and alert and aware of what is right and what is wrong, and stand up on behalf of those that are being violated. Stand up on behalf of those that are being destroyed intentionally. There is systemic injustice in this world, and it is intentionally designed, the systemic injustice, to undermine and destroy the crown of creation that is humanity, specifically at its inception in with preborn boys and girls, or with a destruction or mutilation of the image of God in man and woman. And that comes through transgenderism, which I believe is a manifestation of absolute anarchy.
There is nothing
more descriptive of anarchy than somebody says, I'm going to live by my own law, I'm going to create my own life, I'm going to create my own body, I'm going to do my own thing, I'm going to create my own reality, and if you don't accept it, then you hate me, you're a hater, and you should be beat up and thrown in jail. That's the world, that's the kind of insanity that's being pushed right now in these fascist big tech corporations all across America. They're partnering with government agencies. This is classic fascism. And yet we've got political transference going on whereby the politicians that are engaging in this are blaming their opponents, their Christian opponents or whoever, for the crimes they're committing. So for example, they look at pregnancy centers, pro-life pregnancy center. Hey, they're committing fraud. They're harming women. They're terrorizing women. When in fact, the abortion industry is committing the fraud, saying that chemical abortion, which sends 1 in 17 women to the emergency room, is safer than Tylenol. Well, when's the last time Tylenol sent, 1 in 17 people to the emergency room?
Exactly.
Perhaps this hemorrhaging, and that's ridiculous.
Well, they blatantly lie, but again, they lie before the courts, they lie before everybody, and the courts ignore them and actually reward them for what they're doing. But we're seeing, I've seen this so many years, I've been preaching going on 50 years. I've been on the radio over 31 years, brother, and I've seen this nation deteriorate and deteriorate and deteriorate. I watched it devolve, not evolve, but devolve into an absolute chaotic sewer where nothing's really wrong unless it's something that we're trying to do right. Evil is now called good and good called evil. And we as the church and Christians have got to understand this. There's no way in this world today, Brother Jim, that if you're not being confrontational, even without intending to be, if you're not being confrontational, you're not walking in Christ, are you?
No. And there's a reason why Paul told his disciple Timothy that he who desires to live godly in Christ Jesus will.
That's right.
Not may. Will.
That's right.
Suffer.
That's right.
Persecution. And he even talks about it. He's like, realize in Timothy, 2 Timothy, he's like, realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. That's an understatement. Difficult times will come. And he describes what that looks like. And it looks like America right
now. Yes. Yes.
What does he say? He says, evil men and imposters will proceed from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. You, however, continue in the things you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned this. Jesus is teaching us who he is so that we can become conformed to his image.
Absolutely.
He's giving us power. You
just made a good point in the scripture. I'm keeping it up here, but this is such an interesting conversation. You made a very important point. The deceivers and the evil are deceived and are being deceived. He said, you stay to the word so you won't be deceived. Now that's an important point. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and he tells the church, the people that if you won't believe the lie, then I'm going to give you a great delusion so that you'll be lie. If you don't believe the truth, if you don't believe the truth, I'm going to send a strong delusion. Personally, God's going to send it, so you believe the lie and be damned. This is what concerned me. For a lot of people go to church 3-4 times a week, they're believing lies because it feels better, and I'm afraid that the strong delusion is going to get thrown up on them also. Go ahead.
There is a delusional spirit upon the people of God in America, and I use the people of God in terms of here we are in the church, and I think we've got to address it.
Don't lose that thought. Don't lose that thought. Got to go to break. Don't lose that thought. Okay, folks, lines be open tonight. If you want to call and talk to us, nobody's calling here lately. That's okay. The lines be open 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. It's time to stand up and fight, people. Quit sucking your thumb and waiting for the ball game. Get on the streets. Back at the break. Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, if you're not carrying a sword and a shield, you're not walking in Christ and his army. You're not. At best, you're a babe in Christ. Even worse, you're lukewarm. That'll send you to hell. I just spoke to Pastor Jim off the air. I'm inviting to come and join us either by Zoom or maybe in person one day. Come down and speak to one of our Bible studies. And share it tonight on Zoom or live computer what we're talking about right now. And I want him to do that. And I offered to come down here and visit if you would like to do that. So, folks, we have got to find people like Pastor Jim here. Stand with him. Pray for him. And ask our Father in heaven to give us the courage. Increase our faith. Give us the courage and take away the fear of what man may think about us. And again, I'll restate this. Unless you are offending somebody today, you're not walking righteously. It's just that plain simple. Now, we'll get the phone calls in a minute, folks. I promise I'll get the phone calls in a second at 844-769-2944. Jim, you were making a point for when to break. You want to finish that point?
Yeah, I think the church is operating under a false delusion. It's redundant to say false delusion, but you know the idea is that the church feels safe. The church thinks that if it just ignores some of these things, it's amazing what people don't know about what's going on right now with the attack of government upon the church, the Judeo-Christian way of understanding what it means to be human under God and how to live our lives. They're literally undermining the basic family, the basic unit of all civilized order, which is the family unit. They're making it impossible or difficult for children to grow up and have healthy relationships with the opposite sex by mutilating themselves or by sexually abusing them, over sexualizing the curriculum. These parents are allowing their children to be tutelaged by aggressive transgender homosexuals in public schools. They're being targeted for pushing back on these kinds of things. Well, why are the parents leaving their children in environments where they're being systematically abused? I mean, we've got to wake up. And then the church, of course, is thinking, well, we got to have programs similar to these age segregated programs that are being delivered to our children in the school system. Why are we replicating a secular systemic process? In the church. The church needs to be the church. The church needs to bring everybody, all the ages together, because there's wisdom there. The old men need to give wisdom to the younger men. The older women need to tutor the younger women and teach them how to be wives and mothers and all the rest. And instead, we're preaching careerism. We're preaching materialism. It's about more cars and bigger houses. It's beyond that kind of materialism. It's gone down to who's our God. You can figure out who your God is by what you fear. If you fear physical death, if you fear physical pain, if your pursuit is absolute physical pleasure, and so that means more money, more vacation time, et cetera, you're pursuing the wrong things. Look, Amen. There's more to this life than the physicality. Jesus said, we're always going to be physical. There's always going to be a physical element to our existence. That's how he designed us. That's why the resurrection is so important. But we've been infiltrated by the world, the secular society, and we've been lulled to sleep. And that's why Jesus says, awake, be alert. The end is coming. And we are asleep. We are absolutely asleep. And I say, people get angry when I try to wake them up and tell them the truth. It's almost like you're trying to wake up somebody who's on drugs. You give them this, somebody's overdosing on opioids, and you give them smelling salts or whatever, and they wake up and get violent, and they actually attack the person who is trying to save their life. And that's really what I've been experiencing to some degree with Compass Care. When I tell people what's actually happening, look, we got seven different lawsuits. Can you imagine having seven different? I asked somebody once, hey, have you ever been through a lawsuit? It was a group of people, and a couple of people raised their hand. I said, is it stressful? And they're like, oh yeah, it's terrible, it's awful. I'm like, well, we're going through seven. Why? Because they want to legislate us out of existence. They want to make public Christian expression illegal. Okay, they want to make they're making Christians out to be the enemy. And quite frankly, Christianity is the only way people are going to truly understand what it means to be human. They think that what it means to be human is just follow your heart, go find yourself. Absolute personal autonomy is the primary core value of the church, and it is the primary core value of Satan. Okay, and the fact of the matter is, we need to get back to an understanding that sacrifice, self-sacrifice, in following the footsteps of Jesus Christ is what it means to be Christian in a fallen world.
Isn't that what Romans 12, verses 1 and 2 says, to offer a body's living sacrifice? Isn't that what it says?
Yes.
Holy, acceptable unto God, that's what it says. But, I have to say one thing, though, Brother Jim, that I'm kind of upset about. Jesse Duplantis has four jets, and I can't even afford an airplane. There's something wrong here. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, the abortion industry is a problem, and they're taking billions of dollars in taxpayer money from the federal government, from the state governments, and meanwhile you got Christians, true pro-life Christians that are investing hundreds of millions in their own private money and sacrificing for women and helping them have their babies. There's a study that came out just recently, Charlotte Lozier Institute with Chuck Donovan, and he's like, an estimated $368 million was given away in free material and medical care from pregnancy centers across the country in 2022, the height of the attacks against us. I mean, physical domestic terror attacks against us. Well, that's $100 million more than the previous measured year in 2019. And, we got attacked, as in Buffalo.
Yes.
Firebombing, $500,000 in damage.
Yes.
Two firefighters were injured putting out the blaze. And it was a dramatic story, but we were able to move our services over to another facility, the very next day, continue serving patients, rebuild the facility in a miraculous Nehemiah-like 52 days, bigger, okay? And we didn't skip a beat. We served twice as many patients this year than we did last year, and we're on track to serving twice as many again. So, you know, we're giving away millions of dollars worth of free medical care and helping women have their babies, and we're being targeted for shutdown and vilified. Hillary Clinton says that we're terrorizing women like Al-Qaeda. She likened us to Al-Qaeda. Okay, Elizabeth Warren says that we're terrorizing them from Massachusetts. We're terrorizing women. Are you kidding me? Well, you've got to be kidding me, right? What's so terrible about providing women with free medical care and comprehensive community support when she says, I'm stuck, I'm trapped, I've got no other choice, I need to have an abortion? That's not a choice for her. She doesn't care about the politics. She's stuck. She needs somebody to come alongside of her. Abortion represents a failure on the part of the community to support women. Abortion represents a woman being alone and isolated, and they want to keep her that way. They don't want women to have a choice. They want women to have no choice at all. They want women to be stuck and submitted to a Marxist population control, you know, heavy-handed despotism. And I'm telling you right now, Christians stand against that wherever they see it, and whether that's in abortion or systematic pedophilia in the educational system, we stand against it. And we're always on the front line. We're always on the cutting edge of protecting humanity, because we will not be made, we will not be forced to bear false witness against the truth about what it means to be human, made in the image of God, inviolable, not to be violated, whether it's forced vaccination, whether it's, you know, forced abortion, whether it's you name it, we stand against it. But that means we've got to be awake, we've got to be alert. And we've got to have hope that Jesus Christ is the overcomer, and we are on the winning side.
Amen. That is our hope. That's our promise. And if we get that solidified in our hearts and spirit, no man would ever make us back down again. And I'm not saying that people look forward to being persecuted. Nobody does. I mean, Christ didn't look forward to going to the cross. He prayed, Father, if it's possible, I don't want to do this. But nevertheless, thou will be done. Let's go to phone lines. We're going to go to Gary in Arizona. Gary, we lost you. Call back if you want to. Let's go to Carolyn in Washington State. Come on in, Carolyn. Hello, Carolyn. We lost Carolyn, too. Okay. Well, let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Carolyn and Gary, call back in. Chris in Kentucky, come on in.
Hey, Butch, you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. This is so true, what you're preaching on tonight. With the vaccines is another eugenics like abortion. That's what they did with the COVID scam-demic. That's what I call it.
Yep,
the churches were shut down during COVID. They're going after Christianity. Anybody speaks the truth, the deep state of the satanic deep state, what I call them, are going after all of us. We people, you better stand, read your Bible, because biblically, if you go from those chapters, Old or New Testament, we're there. We saw it in 2020. I told people this in the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 7, when the cities were on fire. I told this was coming. Some people are waking up. I can't tell everybody that. But we have got to get real, Butch. We are in deep trouble. This is a satanic New World Order that's after us. If we put that full armor on God, and like Brother Jim says, we could stand against these people, because they do not want the Christians speaking out on this. That's what these globalists fear.
I agree completely. Any comments on that, Jim?
Yeah, 100%. You know, one of the markers for knowing that the whole COVID thing was designed to kind of test the limits of how far a government can push the culture was, you know, they did the shutdowns on Easter Sunday. And how many churches shut down? This is okay. The high holy day for Christianity is Easter Sunday. It's a holiday that celebrates the fact that Jesus Christ defeated sin and death, and that the formula for determining our decisions in this world no longer includes death, which is why the apostles became so incredibly courageous in the face of death. Okay, you have the Apostle Paul that got sick and still preached the gospel of Galatians. You have, I think it was Epaphroditus that got sick unto death. He risked his neck for the Philippians, I believe it was. You know, the Christians actually feared death on Easter Sunday. The irony was thick. It was embarrassing. But now the government knows how far they can push us. They're going to say, look, okay, well, 90%, 95%, they'll do whatever we tell them to do as long as we give them enough fear, as long as we tell them that we can save their lives through medical care. Medical care is the new priest to the materialistic secular religion that everybody worships, that everybody follows nowadays. And that includes Christians. And here's the thing, Pastor Butch. You mentioned earlier that we've got to kind of shed this fear of offending people. You didn't say quite like that, but you basically, look, that's key. When Jesus, was raised from the dead, when he came back from the dead, came back alive, he went to Peter and he said, Peter, remember, you denied me three times. I'm paraphrasing here, but
right.
Jesus asked him, do you love me? And he says, yes, Lord. He says, feed my sheep. And he asked him the second time, do you love me? Yes, tend my lambs. Do you love me? Now Peter's like, he's getting emotional. He's like, all things, Lord. You know what's in my heart. I love you. Feed my sheep. And I think the reality is, Peter knows. I mean, Jesus knows that the primary temptation that Peter had was being more concerned about what other people thought of him than what God thought of him. And he was making decisions based on his fear of man rather than his fear of God. And we've got to come to terms with that reality. We've got to fear God more than we fear man. And then we'll be able to stand strong. We'll be able
Amen.
To stand on principle. We'll be able to stand in the Lord and watch him show up, by the way. Because if we back down, if we back down, we rob God of an opportunity to show himself strong on our behalf, either by miraculously saving us and those we're standing up for, or by giving us the power to withstand the persecution in whatever form it comes. That's miraculous, too.
Yes, it is. Absolutely is. Anything else you want to say, Gary?
Chris.
Chris, I'm sorry. Chris, go ahead.
Yes, that's all right. This is so true. I mean, the FDA approves things to kill us, okay? They're not our friend. They want the things that they want to... They are part of the eugenists, well, like Dr. Fauci and all these CDC, they're all eugenists. They're antichrist. They want to depopulate us. The book of Jeremiah, I knew you from the womb, and knew you in the womb. This is fact, folks. We've got to get real. If we don't, these eugenists want to have all the people eliminated, to have machines and idols run everything. We are not going to put up with that because we need more humans to take a stand from generation to generation to teach these kids that are growing up to Christianity to get real with biblical what's going on. We can't
Amen.
Teach this stuff in the schools anymore of this antichrist system.
I agree. Good call, Chris.
Yeah.
Thank you. Go
Thank
ahead.
You.
Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, the eugenics concept, this philosophy is insidious. The idea is that we can come up with we can speed up the process, the evolutionary process of humanity, and make a superhuman that has super long life. It's basically a godless secular utopia.
Sure it is.
We've got this guy. What's the guy's name that owns Microsoft? Bill Gates.
Bill Gates.
He actually came out saying, we want to reduce the global population by 80%. And then he's the one, oddly, that comes out during the COVID pandemic and insists that he's trying to save the world by, encouraging all these vaccines. These vaccines are being – the vaccine companies are being given immunity from liability for
That's
vaccine
right. That's
damage.
Right.
What for? And now you've got hundreds of thousands of people dying. You got strange complications. Look, Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, was a eugenist. Hitler was a eugenist. Stalin, he changed his name to Stalin because to Iron Man. Why? Atheistic eugenic ideologies. The idea is, we have no basic value for human life except for my own. Right. So we're gonna eliminate the human weeds. This is what Margaret Sanger said. We got to eliminate the human weeds.
By the way, she was referring to black people there too.
Yeah. Right.
She was
exactly.
actually referring to them. She was. She. But go ahead. We got another call. But go ahead. Go ahead.
The poor, the mentally unfit, whatever that means. The indigent. I mean, anybody. And the logical conclusion is Hitler's Germany. The logical conclusion is death camps. The logical conclusion is abortion. The logical conclusion is culling the population by making them sick and eliminating the weak, the elderly, the depressed, you name it. Sure. This is a very bad road that we're on, and the government, in many, many cases throughout the 20th century and even now today, is promoting it.
Well, get rid of the useless eaters. By the way, AI is all about this, too. You know that. And you know that the jab put in the carbon and everything in your body to be connected to the Internet. Now, folks, this is all for real stuff. I can prove everything I'm saying. They're wanting to connect us to the cloud, if you will, and they're gaining ground every day. AI is all about that. 5G, now 6G, it's all about that. I talked about 6G a couple of years ago, and everybody thought I was nuts because it's not even close. It's almost, folks, it's already started. This is all for real. Let's talk to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Butch. Hi, Pastor Hardin. Pastor Hardin, I talked to you with you before the last time he was on this show. And so anyways, I just want to start this off, Butch, with a couple of verses of Scripture. In Exodus 23:7, it says, "Keep thyself far from a false matter, and the innocent and the righteous slay thou not, for I shall not justify the wicked."
Amen.
See, we justify the wicked.
Yes, we
do.
If
we don't stand, against evil, we justify evil. Mm-hmm. That becomes the norm. Mm-hmm. And you know, people are. You know, I mean, I talk to them when I'm on the street all the time. You know, Gary, you know, why do you come out here? You know, and show these terrible pictures of aborted babies and so on and so forth. You know, and I say, look at that. I would like to tear them all down tomorrow. All we got to do is obey the word of God, you know, and this will come to an end. Now, right here in the state of Arizona, as you both know, right here in the state of Arizona, for 3 months when they passed that Civil War Act, there was no abortions in the state of Arizona.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, so I wrote a little piece on that, you know, and I'll just read it really, really, really quick here. Okay, the preborn babies have no right to live here in the state of Arizona. I don't guess that will change until the people who say they are God's people will act and do the will of the God they proclaim to know. Over and over again, they do absolutely nothing and then expect something. See, that's not faith.
No, it's not.
Faith in God produces works. Good works, according to just about every epistle.
And by the way, Gary, to add to that, without works, faith is dead. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And it talks about children over and over again, you know, the seed of the woman. You know, back in Exodus, you know, right there at the start of all things, when God made the animals, when he made the fruit that comes out of the ground, the trees and everything, he said the seed is within itself. It's within itself.
Yes, yes.
And so he did that with man and woman. The seed was within itself, right?
Plants are male and female. Go ahead.
Right. And when you come together, you know, in the function to which God brought to bring forth children, don't you tell me it was unwanted or pregnancy. You perform the act that brings forth children. Now acknowledge it as a children, the seed.
There you go.
God said the man's seed shall inherit the earth. And people want to change it. You know, it's baby. It's not an unwanted pregnancy.
Well, it sacrifices Satan, Gary. We sacrifice Satan. I hate to jump. I got another call coming back. Thank you, Gary. And thanks for being there always. God bless, my friend. Let's go to Carolyn in Washington State. Carolyn, come on in.
Hi. Pastor
Hardin?
Hardin, you have 10 children. I'm worried about the draft. I have 12 grandchildren, and 6 of them are of age of draft. What are you going to do about that?
Oh, that's a really
Anything?
Good question.
I mean, do you agree that there should be a draft and then send our children over there to wherever to be the fodder, or should they avoid it?
Well, the problem I have, I have multiple problems with the conscription of the draft, specifically when you're drafting, men that go to war for a nation that no longer has a moral compass. You know, the problem with when it comes to drafting women, and this is the problem that I saw coming, and I was speaking out against it early on. When you start to say women have an equal right to be in the military, That translates into a corollary duty, okay? That means that women will be included in the draft. And that, and now we started to see that popping up in legislation. It's been it's been denied. But as soon as they start to, you know, conscript women, what they're doing is they're destabilizing society, because women are the foundation of the moral order, really, in our society. They're the foundation of the family unit. They're the anchor of the family unit. And so when you extract women from that and you throw them in war and you're asking the country to hide behind their women, you know, you're essentially that's the last straw. At that point, you're done. And so,
what are you telling your children to do?
Well, I would deny. I would say don't. For my girls, do not do it. Do not.
Well, you cannot volunteer, but if it's conscription, you don't have a choice.
Yeah, you don't go. So you whatever that might mean, is that, you know, if your daughter is being conscripted, you stand against it. And whatever you need to do, you don't let her go.
And as far as I'm concerned, that means sons also.
Yeah, sons also. Because they're taking them off the streets in Ukraine, and they probably will do that here too. They're after white Christians.
Well, they probably will do that eventually, no doubt. But yeah, I'm a Vietnam era veteran. A totally unjust and unneeded war. But so is World War II, when you find out what's behind this started. So, yes, no, don't let them go. If you can stop it, don't let them go. Any of them, period. Let's not fight any more wars for unjust causes. Carolyn, by that time, anything else you want to say very quickly?
I know how you stand on voting, Pastor Paul. I'd like to know how your guest stands voting.
Okay.
When you're not pleased with anybody to vote for?
Well, Pastor Butch, you know, he hit the nail on the head. I mean, look, there is no solving America's problem with a change in administration. There is no presidential messiah. There is no change in state government that is going to solve any of our problems, because our problems go straight to the soul. We've lost our soul. We need to wake up. We need to return to God. We need to repent. of the complicity. If we're not the ones performing the sins, we're complicit in allowing these sins to continue. God will judge. He already is judging this nation by the fact that we've got four leaders.
Yes.
I mean, we can't produce enough thinking men.
I hate to cut everybody off. We're down about the last 30 seconds. Carolyn, thanks for calling, sweetheart. We got about 30 seconds left, Jim. Give us a final statement. What are you going to say in closing?
Oh, you know, we just got to follow what the scripture says in Isaiah. Learn to do good, seek justice, reprove the ruthless. We've got to do it. We've got to defend the orphans. We've got to plead for the widow. This is a command. This is what it means to do good, and this is what Christians are all about. We follow the Lord because he does this for us.
Amen. Amen. Jim, I appreciate you very much. I'll be in touch again. Maybe we'll get you a Bible study. How's that?
Love to. Thanks, Pastor.
Okay. God bless you, my friend. Please, please, please keep us informed of what's going on. Okay, he's gone. Folks, we love you. The program tonight, I know, is straightforward and honest, but what else can we do? We can't play games any longer. Please help us keep the bills paid if you don't mind, if you think it's important enough. We'll see you tomorrow night with Dr. Carrie Madej, a heroine for Christ for sure. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.